بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم everyone and welcome to Notre Nor Hidayaz. I really hope that all of you have been doing well and keeping safe inshallah. So I really just want you to treat this episode podcast like a check-in, you know, especially that we have a lot of things going on in our lives. And you know, at the same time, it is always important for us to constantly bring ourselves back to our purpose, constantly remind ourselves why we are on this journey. And you know, it is this foundations that will continue to be really, really helpful for us in the long run, inshallah. So you know, reality is we can sometimes get lost in the flow of things, and of course with all of the things that we need to attend to in life. And you know, this episode podcast is really inspired by a conversation that I had with a friend quite recently. She is one of my closest friends, and we actually talked about the importance of centering ourselves with much purpose. We shared some of our struggles, we shared some of the things that has been helpful for us to go through them. But one thing that really struck a chord was that when my friend actually said that she reminded herself that, okay, I'm going to do this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know, there's no other reasons attached to it. There is nothing that would prevent her to want to continue the good that she is doing, because her intention is not for the benefit of what another person can give her. Her intention is not for the fact that she is expecting out of anything else or out of anyone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I really felt that idea, that understanding is beautiful. And at the same time, I also felt that it is something that I need to begin to check in constantly with myself as well. Because I think sometimes when we say, oh, I want to do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to do things sincerely, a lot of times it's like a thought. But sometimes when we go through that journey and then we struggle with a couple of things, we have forgotten that we are actually in this for the sake of Allah. It could be the work that you do, it could be attending to the school that you are pursuing, it could also be some of the projects that you want to do, or even in your relationships with the people around you, the people that you love, your friends, your family, and so on. So for this check-in episode, I just want to make it a reminder for myself first and foremost, but of course, if you will benefit from this, then that would be great, is to really unpack a little bit about what does it mean to do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only that it changes your perspective, but when you do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens is that it really grounds you. You know, you can slowly be taken away, you know, by the waves of the water, by the waves or the flows that you are going through. But it is this reminder that, okay, you know, I'm in it for Allah, I'm doing this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will continue to inspire you, fuel you, give you all the energy that you need to continue to do the good that you are doing. So, you know, when we see, right, that we do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, we want to learn what it is about, what it entails, what's in it for us as well, right? Why is it so important to do things, really, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course, our applications in our day-to-day. Now, to help us understand better about what does it mean to do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow me to share with you a verse from Surah Al-An'am, verse 162. Here, where it says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So it says, see, indeed, my prayer, my rites of sacrifice, my life and my death, all are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the worlds. So in another verse in the Quran, we also see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ. If you take a look at this verse also, we see that this acts, they are done ala hubbihi, upon a person's love, you know, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, in return, it is accepting that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a means of reward. So what it means, right, when we do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to also include that purpose of wanting to attain His love in the process. Like, I'm not going to do this act for anything else but for Allah. I'm not going to do this act for anything else but to ensure that I attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, it could be you are in a friendship, you are in a relationship with the people that you love, with your spouses at the end of the day. I'm not doing this for them, I'm actually doing this for Allah. I want Allah to love me in the process, which is why I'm still in this situation. As hard as it gets, as challenging as it gets, I'm in it not because I'm going to benefit something from you, or you're going to care for me, or, you know, there's this tangible agreement. But at the end of the day, I'm in it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how beautiful would that be if two people, right, they have that same mindset, that same purpose of wanting to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is why we also see in the narration of the Prophet where he speaks about the seven groups of people who will attain the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, where there is no other shade, would be رَجُلَانِ تَحَبَّانِ فِي اللَّهِ. There are two people who love one another for the sake of Allah. They meet each other for the sake of Allah, and they part from each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So what it means here is that when I do something for the sake of Allah, it is the will to strive, to constantly keep in mind the intention of wanting to draw close or closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His love as well. And here we find that Ibn Taymiyyah, who is one of our great scholars in Islam, he also said that he should not do permissible deeds except that which will help him to obey and to worship Allah. And his intention in doing these permissible deeds should be to gain energy to obey and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we see that Ibn Taymiyyah tells us that in our pursuit, right, to do something for the sake of Allah, to do everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the day, I need to ensure that my intention in doing this is to allow me to obey Him and to worship Him. And if there are certain routes that I need to take, if there are certain things that I need to do to help me get there, then that is something that I want to do as well. So here, if we take a look at this concept and in application, right, to our daily life, it is to realize that I intend all of my life and all of my deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through two means, okay? So the first one being adhering to Islamic teachings in our deeds so that we do not fail to do any obligatory duty and that we need not or should not commit, right, to any infractions. And at the same time, we need to also note, right, that in our heart, we can connect this action to a reward that is going to be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, part of that greatest gift is to have that intention that when I do this, yes, I can be doing it out of 10 benefits that Google tells me. But at the end of the day, it's realizing that I want to do this because it can help me to come close to Allah. I want Allah to acknowledge my efforts. I want Allah to see how sincere I am in this friendship. I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the only one to repay me in a way that people can never be able to repay in the same way. So this is what we can actually, you know, extract from the guidance of Ibn Taymiyyah in our conversation today. I don't know about you, but maybe you have heard, you know, some people or some notions saying, oh, I love you for the sake of Allah. I love you for the sake of Allah. I love you lillahi ta'ala. What does that really mean? So we begin with an understanding about what does it mean to do things for the sake of Allah. And I want you to implement that concept into loving each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even articulating that. Because this actually stems from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beautifully, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will always find means to let the other person know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves him, be it in his actions or be it in his words. And there were times where companions would come up to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling him that, oh, ya Rasulullah, I love so and so. And the Prophet would ask them, had you told them that you love them? And that was why they said no, right? Because it wasn't in their nature. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam directed the companion to go to these people and say that you love them. So if we take a look at this framework, right, of loving one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it also means that, yes, you know, in any relationship, in anything that you pursue, there will always be gains, right? There will always be benefits that you can reap out of a situation. It could be a worldly gain, a spiritual gain, an emotional gain, in many aspects of that, right? But to love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that if there comes a time in this friendship, in whatever that we are pursuing, if there ever comes a time that there is no other reason to love you, there is no other reason to pursue this, I will still love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's realizing that this intention that is made by for the sake of Allah, it becomes something that is constant. It becomes something that is sustainable, and that even if everything fails, everything is against your system, you still want to love because you're doing it for God. You're doing it for Allah. And this is really powerful because it's not like, oh, you know, everything has fallen apart and I still want to love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because, you know, it's all that I have left. But it's realizing that when I love someone for the sake of Allah, when I do something for the sake of Allah, when my intention is right, the way I would do it will be rightful as well. And this would mean that even if it means that I need to continue this pursuit because I'm doing it for the sake of Allah in the way that Allah loves it, that I will continue. But at the same time, if there ever comes a day where this needs to end, where I need to put a stop to something, but when I do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I know that it is for the greater good. I know that the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also come together in this moment where perhaps, you know, we need to bring things to a pause, to a halt, or to a stop. So simply put, when we do something for the sake of Allah, be it in the things that we love, in the people that we love, in the things that we pursue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to anchor you, especially when there's nothing left. Be it of our intentions, be it of our sacrifices, be it of our contributions, right, to whatever that we are pursuing at this moment in time. And let me tell you the greatest benefit out of doing things for the sake of Allah. You know, of course, it will come with blessings. Allah will send the right people our way. We'll be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way how many people can never reward us the same. But the greatest benefit is that when we love someone for the sake of Allah, when we do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you as well. And who wouldn't want to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So if we take a look at some of the practices, especially in the Arabic terms as well, you know, when I say I love somebody, I will say, oh, I love you. Uhibbuki, uhibbuka fillah, I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we are taught in response to that in Arabic, we say, أحبك الذي أحببتني له. And this was something that I learned back in my pre-university, and it was taught by our ustaz while we were learning tafsir, if I'm not mistaken. He taught us one of the beautiful ways to actually respond to when somebody says, I love you for the sake of Allah. And that is, أحبك الذي أحببتني له. Let me just repeat it one more time. أحبك الذي أحببتني له, which means, I love you for the fact that you love me for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love those who love me for his sake. So here we see that connection. Here we see that that synchronization, right? Knowing that I want to love those people who love Allah. I want to love those people who love me for the sake of Allah, because it will create a sacred bond, a bond that is unbreakable, especially in the smallest inconveniences. And this is where we can actually find from Jami' at-Tirmizi, narrated by Abu Darda, a beautiful, beautiful dua about asking Allah for His love, allowing His love to anchor us and all of the things that we do. And of course, most importantly, to be surrounded by the people who are good for us. And the dua goes like this. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbaka wa hubba man yuhibbuka wa al-amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. So which means, O Allah, I ask you for your love, the love of those who love you, and the deeds which will cause me to attain your love. So how beautiful it is if we continue to spend our lives doing the things for the sake of Allah. How beautiful it is if we continue to anchor the love of Allah in everything that we do, in everyone that we pursue. And how beautiful it is for us to do things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that we will never lose anything, knowing that we will never be deprived of anything, but in fact, we will be given the greatest gifts, and that will be the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah. So I pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be guided to do the things that He loves, to be guided to be in communities, in a circle of influence that influences us to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rightfully. And of course, I pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for every single moment that we do something for His sake, inshallah. Right? So of course, as usual, I'm going to leave you all with three reflective questions from the episode so that you can do your own reflections, inshallah, to whichever that is beneficial. And of course, it can be a means for us to implement what we have discussed about today, inshallah. Okay? So the first one is, when was the last time you did something not for anything else but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that's the first question. Question number two, what is it that you love to do that can be done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And reflective question number three, I want you to think about those who you love in your life right now, and think about how you can start to love them, not for the benefit that they are giving you, not for the circumstances that you are in, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for sure, surely, when all things are done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will definitely transform our lives for the better. Okay, so we have come to the end of today's podcast episode. I really hope that you have found some benefit from it. And if you are still tuning in down to this very minute, to this very second, I am truly, truly, truly appreciative of that. And I hope for you to continue to join us in our upcoming podcast episodes, inshallah. Okay, so that is all for me today. Take care, everyone. And see you in the next podcast. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.